Herzlich willkommen zum Energy Star Talk mit mir, Felina. Und heute endlich mal wieder mit einem Energy Star aus Island. Sie hat eine unverwechselbare Powerstimme, ist eine super talentierte Songwriterin, die hohe Priesterin der Ohrwürmer und meine absolute Lieblingsstudio-Gästin. Mittlerweile unser viertes Interview,
ja.
I guess. A very warm welcome to the Goddess of the Goddesses, Austin.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Dankeschön.
Oh, as I found out, you can be called Austis Mausties.
Oh, yeah.
Know?
No.
The Germans are obsessed with calling people they like Maus.
Really? Yeah, of course, Mausie.
Yeah. And now you are Austis Mausties for me.
Oh my God, perfect. Mm-hmm. No one's ever called me that. I feel so cute.
Okay, so
perfect.
That's your very special nickname. And you also got new music dropping very soon, like on this Friday, right?
Yeah. No. Oh, sorry. Excuse. No. Wait, ask me again. It's actually in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks.
So you have to correct your TikTok.
I guess so. It's because of the damn Father's Day. We just wanted to give the fathers they get so little, the dads.
Yeah, the dads get so little.
And if I drop my song on Father's Day, nobody's going to care about the fathers. So, yeah. No, I'm kidding, of course. But we decided to move it so everybody can have the weekend to celebrate and whatever.
And then we will have the art of letting go.
That's right.
Yeah. So tell us, what exactly do you need to let go of?
Oh my God, these days, expectations, just like things and your life and everything isn't going to look like what you thought it was going to look like. And that's okay. You know, especially I feel it right now with like birth and stuff, mm-hmm. where you want to have like the perfect birth and you want it to be like, because I'm pregnant. I don't know if people know that. But you want to have like the perfect birth and you want to have no, like you want it to be easy and blah, 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 blah. But it's never going to look like what you think it's going to look like. And just like life, and I just like, you stumble across that all the time. Just like when you go on vacation and you have all these expectations about what it's going to be like, you end up like disappointing yourself. But it's mostly just about, I mean, the song is a love song, like mm-hmm. most of my songs. And it's about letting go of the person that you thought you were going to be with for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. you know, and just being okay with that and like sharing what you shared with them and finding it beautiful, but then moving on without them.
So first thing of all, because I always think if I don't do it in the interview, then the people think I hate you. I don't hate you. It's exactly the opposite of it. Congrats. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're like the most funny pregnant woman in the internet. I totally love it. How you show us your life and everything.
It's
super cute, and I'm so grateful that everything is fine with you. I hope it's okay.
Yeah,
because you look like, every time you look awesome.
Thank you. My doctor keeps saying the word perfect to me. It's like the baby's perfect, the back is perfect, the brain is perfect, the hair is perfect. It's all perfect. So like,
okay,
I have good. I guess I'm having a perfect baby.
So I yeah.
I mean, I'm very happy. Nobody said that ever about me, but apparently this baby's gonna be perfect.
Oh, but. Also, there's a kind of pressure in it. If one person says you everything is perfect, yeah. everything is perfect. You Actually. Also have to make the perfect decisions of, don't know, whatever you have to plan, like, where do I give birth and everything?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
That's the thing. You can't really, I'm giving birth in my local hospital. Just, you know, it is what it is. All the people, I'm just like, the people there that are working that are really, the Hey Bombers, they're really all the people there are really sweet. And you just, that's the thing, you just gotta breathe and let go. You just mm-hmm. gotta, everything's gonna happen the way it's gonna happen. This baby's gonna come out, we don't know how, but it's gonna happen.
So being pregnant also taught you how to let go of stuff?
Absolutely. I mean, I let go of alcohol. Let go of alcohol, easiest thing ever, it turns out, actually.
Yes?
For me, yeah. I highly recommend. Alcohol is the devil's poison.
Yeah, I don't. So you don't have to convince me, because I'm not drinking like most of the time, just for maybe birthday or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe
I mean, everybody can do whatever they want. I know. I'm not a judge, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like everybody, everything pressures you so much to have alcohol. It's like, oh, we're doing yoga and margaritas. And I'm like, nobody needs yoga and margaritas together.
Yeah, right.
You know? Stop pressuring people to drink. It's lame to drink.
And it's every time an excuse for drinking. Like, oh, now I have Feierabend.
Yeah.
So work is over. Yeah. Or now it's the weekend, or someone has birthday and you don't know this person, but you have to drink with them. And it's always like drink, drink, drink. And
it's so typical of me to say
but
this.
When
and
you're
then
pregnant.
Exactly when the baby comes out, I'll be like, give me a Corona right now.
I met an
spicy margarita. But the thing, sorry, just to wrap up, because I don't want people to think I'm judging. But I'm telling you, when you think you want alcohol, what you want is like a really nice drink. Just like, you know, lime and soda water and coconut and pineapple juice. And like, you just really want a nice drink. And if you get that, it takes like 80% of the hit off.
Totally. You don't need
and the
alcohol.
And if you still need alcohol, sure. Yeah. But you know, like, it's so nice to not drink it.
Yeah.
10 out of 10, recommend.
Good recommendation. I totally say it, yeah.
So you
mm-hmm. But you also mentioned like growing is a part of letting go in your song.
Yeah.
And what is the thing you needed to grow in your life?
You know, when you grow up, you just become a different person and your needs become different and the things that matter to you are maybe slightly different. I mean, I thought I was going to end up with my boyfriend when I was 16 and when I was 18 and when I was 23 and when I was 25. I was like, this is the one. But then you grow and you change and you become a different person. And like time is the most precious thing we have, right? On this earth. It's the one thing you can never get back. You can never buy it. You can't extend it. The time is the time. So I think it's really important that as you grow, your life continues to grow with you. You know, you pick a partner, you pick no partner, you pick a person, a friend or someone that is always that can grow with you. So when you change, they accommodate and they change too.
And this is why I always say you're the goddess of the goddesses, because when I listen to you, I always think, okay, yeah, that's nice. I will pray to that.
Yeah. I mean, you're the goddess of the goddesses. It's you, babe. It's in you.
But you are called Austis, which means this goddess stuff.
And yes.
My name just means catish.
I mean, but that's still beautiful. Yeah. You know, cats are very wise.
Yeah.
Cats are very wise. And cats don't do anything they don't want to do.
I think this is something I need to learn.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So much stuff
Let
I don't want
to
do.
Of saying yes to people. Say no first. And then, especially because you have ADHD, we love to say yes to things and then be like, oh, my God, I actually don't have time for this. And then you end up letting everybody down and be like, oh, I'm so late. Just train yourself to say no first. Can you make it to my party? No. And then, actually, you know, I can make it. Actually, I found time and I can be there. It's like you stop letting people down and you start being the wonderful surprise.
This is such a good trick.
Yeah, just say no immediately.
I need to implement
it in my
life.
Can you come to work early? No, I cannot. Can you take my shift? No, I can't do that. Can you take my photo? No, I can't do it. Just say no. Just say no and guard your space and say no. And then you can be like, you know what? Yes, I found time. I feel better. I'm sorry. I'm saying the same thing over and over again.
But it's so smart and it needs to lock
into my head.
It needs
to lock in your brain
because
we say yes all the time. Can you babysit my baby? I'm like, yeah. And then I babysit someone's baby. I'm freaking out the entire time, you know? Say no.
That's so wise.
I love you so much, but no.
Yeah. And in the end, nobody would be offended by it.
They'll be offended if you say yes and you don't come.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just to try. That this is not a therapy session for me, but more like an interview with you.
Absolutely.
You also sing in your song about a special someone who taught you to cry.
Yeah.
And I thought I would ask you, what was the last time you cried?
Oh my God,
what
I'm
was it
pregnant,
about?
Babes.
Yeah,
like this morning. Like this morning, I see a video of a duck and I'm like, oh my God. She's just trying to live like we are. Like I'm crying about everything. You can.
I'm not pregnant, and I literally wrote down because I thought if you ask me, what was the last time I cried? And I wrote down video about a dog that laughs when his mama reads books to him.
Oh.
And this was the last time I really cried. I cried so hard because this dog was so cute, and he always brings the mama like a book into the bed, and then she needs to read it. And the mama wrote a poem about the dog, and the dog grabs always the book with the poem in it.
Oh my God. Okay, see, that's crazy. I teared up when my boyfriend brought me breakfast in bed. Mm-hmm. He brought me like oatmeal and I was like, oh my God, it's so healthy and perfect. You're such a good man. I'm so happy I'm having this baby with you. Like, it's a whole, you know, mm-hmm. It's actually better to ask me what's the furthest I've gone without crying since, like, the last 6 months.
Yeah, how long you
probably
didn't
like
cry?
Probably like 6 hours.
6 hours?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's probably my longest streak of not crying.
You're a strong person.
Thank you. I think so too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. And it's also the song, we heard it. And last time we talked about how much you feel at home with disco vibes and mm-hmm. the disco sound.
Mm. But this is also different.
Yeah, it's totally different. Mm. And we also talked about how much you love country music, yeah. Partly thanks to your dad's taste.
Yeah.
Yes. And you said there's a countryside in you.
Yeah.
That wants to come out one day.
Yeah.
And I think it's time.
Right? Yeah. I think so too. Oh my God, you're so sweet for remembering all this stuff.
Oh no.
No, it's okay. I think he would really like this song. I think I kind of fought for it a little bit because obviously people are expecting like a different kind of summer banger from me that's like dun, 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 whatever. And I also love those songs, don't get me wrong. But I just felt like I wanted to release this song right now because it's like not all about club summer. And there are other people that are so good at doing club summer. I'm not doing club summer right now. I'm driving to the summer cabin and I'm putting my hands out the window. And this is more the summer that I'm having right now. So I kind of actually had to fight to release this song because people were like, this isn't really going to be a summer song. And I was like, you watch. Yes, it is.
So I can tell you something about mm-hmm. This song because I was listening to it to just prepare for the interview mm-hmm. while I was doing my show. And yeah. I switched back from your song to the program we yeah. are playing out. And then there was Miley Cyrus with Flowers.
Yeah.
And it somehow matched the vibe.
Yeah.
And Flowers was one of the biggest summer hits we had. Yeah. So I get the summer vibes, totally.
Right? I love Miley as well. Love her. And also, you know, this like folk thing, it just lives pretty deep in me. And I hope it's going to go great. But the thing is, just like we said, you can't expect anything. So I'm not expecting anything. I'm just really glad it's coming out. And I'm really glad that you like it. And Yanina likes it. Like, yeah, I'm just really glad that you like it. Because, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if anybody else likes it. I really like it. And I'm really glad it's coming out.
Yeah, I think it's totally a summer vibe. It's right? a summer vibe for
it's
me. Like,
it's a yep. summer vibe for the people that, for the, it's a pregnant summer vibe.
Yeah.
it's a so sober cute. Summer vibe. It's like if you're, it's really, you know, going to, I'm, wow, almost. It's like, where was that cabin that we went to one time, Vanessa? It's like Brandenburg somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we were driving to Brandenburg and all we were playing were like these kind of songs. And that's the vibe to me. You just like cozy up with a blanket and you get a cocoa and you look at the sunset and you dip in the lake. That's the kind of summer I'm having right now.
Yeah, it's like,
no offense to the club summer, but the club summer is being serviced. You know, the club people, they're being serviced very well.
We do have the energy festival summer. Everyone will have a nice festival summer.
Everyone,
DJs,
I'm not worried
clubbing.
About them. Yeah. DJs, Charlie XCX, you know, all these gorgeous, amazing people. They're servicing that community. Mwah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Leaves room for me to get back to my country people.
Sitting in the countryside, just watching the sun go down.
Making out by the fireplace, you know?
Yeah.
Just like cute things like that.
And it's also giving me the cottage feeling of heat and rubber.
Right? We are cottage core right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit.
Did you see the show? I have to ask everybody.
Which show?
Heated Rivalry.
Oh my God, I haven't seen it.
Do it.
I'm so sorry.
Please do it.
It's like, how is everybody, guys, how is everybody watching this? Because it's not like legal. Like, is it on
you can see it on HBO Max.
Yeah, HBO Max. Can you get that in Germany?
We have it. Yeah, everything is out. And you also get like 1 month free if you do it via PayPal. Paul or something, I don't know.
Okay.
There's some ways
there's
to get
ways.
1 month free.
I've been streaming illegally. I've been streaming things illegally. You know, so I just like, I never, you know what, but I'll watch it. Heated Rivalry. I know I've been getting so many show recommendations because everybody's like, you're pregnant, you see this. I've been watching everything.
I'm always, actually, the dog video was after it, but I saw the show like 5 times and last time was on the weekend and I was crying again. I'm always
really?
Crying. Different
let it
stuff,
out, babe.
Yeah, but it needs to go out. And this is
drauf einlassen.
Drauf einlassen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alles.
Ja.
Ganz alles.
So, is the country stuff like kind of a renaissance for you?
Like, I don't know. We'll see. Of Mausties?
Mausties.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, you have to know that I write like 4 songs a week. So I have a bunch of songs. So we see what happens. I'm open with my people. If my audience responds to this, I'll give them more. If they're like, no, go back to 80s. I'm like, okay, that's all right.
Also fine. And like I told you in the beginning, I absolutely love your Prego promo stuff. Yeah. I need to laugh about it so much. And your boyfriend is so cute.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we can cry together about it because he's like the cutest boy.
Yeah, what else should I make him do?
Like everything.
Everything, because I'm thinking like I need to make him do more stuff that's like I can't do right now. So I think I just have to like make him go on stage or something.
Yeah, can he go on stage or just like be your background dancer?
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking like what else I should make him do. Because like for those of you who don't know, I've been making my boyfriend do my promo for me because I've been really pregnant. So I'm just thinking about other things that I could, I mean, he should be here technically.
Maybe can he go like to, I remember the time, I don't know, do you have them still?
Yeah.
Maybe he can go to appointment for you.
Oh
like
my God.
Doing his nails,
doing
maybe.
His nails. Okay, those are some good ideas.
So beauty stuff.
Those are some pretty good ideas. I don't know if he'll do that, but I'll try. Because like getting tooth gems is like crazy expensive. Maybe start with the nails. Oh my God, he would hate it so much. He's like a builder, you know, he likes to build stuff. He would hate it. But I put some DM or Rossmann nails on him.
Yeah. Perfect. Do it. I wanna watch it.
He's so cute.
What will your baby be in the zodiac signs?
It's either going to be a Cancer or a Gemini.
Cancer or Gemini?
Yeah. It's a girl, by the way.
It's a girl.
Yeah.
That's good. Yay. Every zodiac sign as a girl is perfect.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's coming out as a girl. I went to Nashville 2 weeks ago. I was triggering everybody by saying that because, like, in America, they're a little bit like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's going to come out as a girl. And they'd be like, oh, it's 2026, I guess. And I was like, you bet. It's 2026. This baby can be whatever it wants to be, but
yeah,
on the date of its birth, it's gonna be a girl, and Cancer or Gemini. Which
are
I
you into astrology?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like a fair amount.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna stake my life on it, but sometimes I meet people and I'm like, yes, I really see this. It's like,
okay, yeah fine.
That's I guess it. I'm into it. Are you?
Totally, yeah.
Really?
Not like I can guess person's
no
stuff, but sometimes I think, yeah, like you. Oh, you're totally.
You're totally a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Such a Scorpio.
Yeah. And I did my research.
My boyfriend's a Cancer, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cancers are so cutie.
He loves to do what the people are doing. He loves to follow the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to do what if I'm doing it, he's also going to try to do it that way.
And that's the point. My rising sign is Cancer, and we talked about it. I cannot say no. I'm always like, yeah, let's do this. It's fine.
Yeah. You go with the flow.
Yeah, totally.
But I don't know. I only know one Gemini, I think. Jaro. Are you a Gemini? You're a Gemini girl? Oh my God, iconic. My manager is a Gemini. Okay, this is how little I'm into astrology.
That works because Geminis are chatty and talky person.
Yeah.
And this is a good base for,
get things done.
For managers.
That's what I feel like. At least my Vanessa is about getting things done quickly in the right way.
Yeah. And you are a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo.
And I was shocked totally because I thought you would be a Leo.
I'm born on the cusp, if you believe in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You're like...
24th of August.
You're almost a Leo.
I'm almost a Leo, yeah.
Yeah, but you're a Virgo. And
I have the worst of both worlds.
Oh, no. Because
I'm like the worst of the Virgo. And the worst of the Leo. I'm like, I love attention and I get super anal about like things being the right way, but I'm also really messy myself. It's like, I'm a nightmare.
No, you're not.
I'm a nightmare.
You're not.
No,
and
no.
You know it. And I don't want to discuss it
any further.
Yeah, so you already said what kinds of, the whole description part is matching up with you.
Yeah.
Because Virgos are also pretty honest, and you are pretty honest, I guess.
Yeah.
Like how I met you.
I love honest.
Detail-oriented.
Detail-oriented? Yeah. Sure. When it comes to some stuff.
Yeah.
When it comes to some stuff. Do you think, are you really? Yeah, music. Okay, music, yeah. Detail-oriented.
Also your looks.
My looks? Oh my God. If you only knew. This took me, I took 7 minutes to get ready this morning. My hair looks a mess. I'm actually not even wearing socks. Like, you know? So I'm the least detail-oriented person ever. I'm in my bare feet in your studio.
Yes. And this can also be true.
When you go on stage, when you do
a music video, you always check that you have the nicest looks. You always have we talked about the little glittery stuff on your teeth. And so, and this is something that is detail.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
And so when I did my research, there was a fun fact. You were born exactly 11,950 days ago.
Oh my God.
So happy 11,950th birthday.
Oh my
day.
God. Thank you. You're too sweet. 11,000 days.
Like, you meant almost 12,000. In 50 days, you're 12,000 days
old. In 50 days, I'm 12,000 days old?
Yeah. Maybe you can celebrate that too.
I think I should.
Yeah.
I think we have to. 12,000 on the dot? That's crazy.
I never thought about how many days.
Did you check how you are?
No.
Oh my God. You're so nice to me.
And I also checked, this is another fun fact about your zodiac sign, your Chinese zodiac sign. You know it?
Yes, I'm the rooster.
And which element?
No.
Water rooster.
Really?
Yeah.
I love water.
And in German,
coconut water.
That would be a Wasserhahn.
Wasserhahn.
And this is also the word in Germany for the faucet.
Really? For the faucet?
It's Wasserhahn.
Wasserhahn. I feel like it could also be like a really weird German last name. Aus ist Wasserhahn.
Yeah.
No?
I think it matches.
Yeah, like Fuchs, Schumacher, Wasserhahn.
Wasserhahn.
Kanapin, Wasserhahn.
Is there something like Icelandic zodiac signs or Icelandic stuff?
No, we have the same. We have the same.
Okay.
We're the same as everybody else with our, I'm a Maya.
What is a Maya?
Virgo.
Virgo.
Maya. And Leon is the Leo.
I'm Aquarius. What is Aquarius?
Vasperi.
Vasperi?
Vasperi.
Vasperi.
Yeah, wow, that's very good. The carrier of water.
Yeah.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Right?
Can you do it again or longer?
Let's have a karaoke session one time.
Yeah.
We need one. Our fifth radio interview together, karaoke.
Only karaoke. Interview as karaoke.
Interview as karaoke.
Okay.
What's your favorite karaoke song?
That's hard. I do not do this pretty much because I'm not the best singer, which is karaoke not about.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is it Shallow?
No. But it's a good karaoke song. No, it's not Shallow. I don't know. It depends. Like, I also love Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh my God, amazing choice.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this song, but I do Underneath Your Clothes by Shakira.
Oh my God.
You're a song. Like, that, we'll do that next time.
Yeah.
Underneath Your Clothes is a hit that everybody knows and nobody remembers. And I can watch the light come up in people's eyes when I say, like, because if you're a good singer, which I admit, sometimes I am, then you have to do something special.
Yeah.
And doing Underneath Your Clothes by Shakira, it's like watching everybody in the room go, oh my God, I forgot about that song. Like, nobody's still listening to Laundry Service, that iconic album, but they know this song because it was a hit. I get goosebumps talking about it.
Yeah.
It's the best song.
It's
Hey, yeah. When she does that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's also kind of Lucky by Britney Spears.
Come on. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Anything Britney's
early
good.
Early morning.
She wakes up with a knock, knock, knock on the door. Wow. Time for makeup. Perfect smile.
Perfect. Oh, we need to do that.
Yeah, I know. I feel it.
Telling when we are already doing it right now.
We can't stop.
So I want to talk to you too about another stuff. Maybe like, what's the last thing you're grateful for? Like,
grateful.
Like you already told us, your boyfriend made you breakfast, yeah. But maybe something else.
Wow, how much time do you have? I think they're gonna have to cut this video, cut this interview into like 50 parts. Mm-hmm. How I'm so grateful to my body for. I'm just so grateful for it, for being able to do this. I'm grateful to my mother all the time. I'm grateful to all the people that support me. I have so much support from friends, from dogs, from Vanessa, from you guys. Like, your support means everything to me. I'm really grateful that I'm able to come here and chat and talk forever. I'm grateful for food. I'm grateful for French onion soup. And I'm so, actually, you know what? The last thing I truly was like, I'm so grateful I have a bathtub in my house. And I was lying there and I was like, this is the best thing ever. Like, this is the best luxury of my life, being able to take baths. And in Berlin, like, I didn't live in many places that have baths in them. And I was just lying there and I was like, I'm so grateful for this bath right now. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my friends, you know, deeply. I'm filled with gratitude right now. Filled to the brim.
So
hot, piping gratitude.
Oh.
I'm grateful for the sun. I'm grateful for the day, for the earth, for the birds, for the waterfalls, for the nature. I'm grateful. This is the wrong question at this point in my life because I'm just like full of wonder.
But actually, this is giving Virgo like Mother Earth energy and stuff. Yeah.
Maybe. Oh. I'm grateful for music and songs and recordings and, you know, memories and history and books. And I'm grateful for everything. Is that crazy?
It's good.
You just have to remember that we have all right here in this room. We have both our hands and both our legs and all our sight and our voice and our hearing and our noses. We don't say thank you to the world because that can be taken away at any point in life. You might need to absolutely get used to a different circumstance in your life. So you should always be grateful and always be humble towards people that have a different life than you.
Yeah, agree.
I'm really grateful for everything. Mm-hmm. Really, colors.
Colors.
Yeah. Lighting.
That's also great.
Really grateful for lighting.
Yeah. Is the bathtub the thing in your apartment which has the most aura? Like the
aura?
The best thing in your...
No, my kitchen. I spend a lot of time in my kitchen.
But what's the best thing in your kitchen? Or why are you so much...
I love cooking. And I have one of those kitchen islands. And when I'm cooking, people gather around and talk to me while I'm cooking. If I invite people over, we're always chatting by the island. So it has this like big aura of like cooking and eating and trying. And you want to try this? And like, it has that kind of vibe. Which
community.
I love. Community vibe. Mm. That's food. I'm grateful for food. I said that.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you can say it again. Yeah. I do have another question, which is totally off topic.
Yeah.
If your life was a movie, imagine.
Yeah.
What would be the audience be yelling at the screen for you to do?
Oh my God. That's a good question. Shut up! Probably. No. Maybe. Because sometimes I blab too much and I say what I should. I spill secrets. I always turn on the lights when I walk into a room, and I'm pretty, like, I run away. I don't do stupid stuff. I don't know what they would yell. Kiss him? I hope that they would just sing along to the songs.
Oh.
I hope that whenever I sing a song, that's when they pipe up. Like, and otherwise, they let me go uncritiqued. No yelling at the screen. Just eat your popcorn. And hopefully they laugh, you know, because I have a funny little life.
You are funny.
I think so. I'm like part clown.
That's your zodiac sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yes.
But yeah, I can imagine your
life.
I'm
a Wasser clown.
A Wasser clown.
Yeah.
I can imagine your life as like the Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
And people watching Mamma Mia and sing the whole ABBA songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Warf. What would be the audience yelling to you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come to me, probably. Yeah. Come here.
Yeah, come here.
Then. What are you barking?
She is pretty loud for like this, and also have a deep voice. That's a surprise. Okay. So, do you have anything you want to... let your baby know, like maybe one day she's old enough to listen to this interview. Oh, you're crying again. Oh.
Anything I want to let my baby know. I mean, oh, like, just that I love her with all my heart, and kindness is everything.
Okay.
What if I'm just starting to think, like, what if I won't be here? What do I say? But that's like too, I'm still going to be here. Love you, baby. Come home.
Good. Yeah. Good. Imagine you didn't even met her. And I already love her so much.
I actually can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
We're so happy that you have the time to just chat to us.
Oh my God, thanks for having me so much.
Because you will have like a baby summer,
yeah,
to be honest. And is there something we need to talk about? Is there something happening? We just need to listen to your new song, right? We will do this.
Yeah, but you can do that when you want. I will be taking a break. I will be going to the cabins, to that spa hotel in Germany with the lake running through it. Mm. I want to go there. And then, yeah, exactly. I'm just going to be eating food. You can always, like, I'm a reachable person. I'm on Instagram all the time. Too much, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, and I still live in Berlin, so, like, I like it. Anything.
Okay.
Yeah, but please listen to the song. And, I hope it goes good. Please help me make it go good with your thoughts.
Yeah, with energy, with wishes, with everything.
With energy and wishes, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, energy.
Love you so much.
Love you, babe.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de. Das Energy Stream Team. Immer die besten Hits für euren Geschmack. Checkt die Energy Webstreams. Zum Beispiel Energy Dance. Egal wo ihr seid, egal was ihr macht, das ist der richtige Soundtrack für euren Alltag. Checkt Energy Dance und alle weiteren Streams in der App und auf energy.de. Denn hört ihr Streams, hört ihr Energy. Hit Music Only.